just want to take a few moments with you to reflect on what we've just seen, what we've just heard, what we've just sung. Because just as there were people on that first Palm Sunday who saw Jesus but missed the point, it's possible still today to see Jesus and miss the point. There's an old hymn written by a Welsh minister and poet from 1847. You may have heard it says, "Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood. Who his love will not remember? Who could cease to sing his praise? He can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal days. On the Mount of Crucifixion, fountains opened deep and wide. Through the floodgates of God's mercy flowed a vast and gracious tide. Grace and love, like mighty rivers, poured incessant from above. Heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love." That's what we see in Jesus. That's what we see on Palm Sunday and throughout his laying down his life for us. Jesus is the kiss of God the Father on the head of a guilty world he came to save. Jesus is the kiss of God the Father, the kiss of love upon the head of a guilty people he came to save. A people who would, in their own sinful nature, reject him. A people who would, in their own sinful nature, choose to crucify him. Jesus would give himself to save you and to save me. Paul wrote in that letter to the church in Philippi that we just heard from chapter 2, that Jesus, though he was in the form of God, humbled himself. He humbled himself by taking the form of a servant, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And it ought to amaze us this morning that Jesus would humble himself for us. On Palm Sunday, he humbled himself by riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. I mean, just think about it. Jesus could have ridden into Jerusalem on a war horse or in a chariot, or if he had called upon them, he could have come into Jerusalem accompanied by an army of angels, but he came in riding on a donkey, a symbol of peace. Because the kind of king who will ride in on a donkey is the kind of king who will go to the cross. And Jesus humbled himself when he chose to lay down his life for you on the cross. And I want to underscore that word chose. Because Jesus wasn't the unwilling victim of any of this. Jesus wasn't surprised by any of this. Jesus was in command of all of this. Think of Jesus like the conductor of a great symphony. He's directing the events of his own saving death. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Think about what Jesus could have done with his power if he had chosen. Think about what Jesus could have done with his power. He could have used his power for worldly conquests And he had plenty of cheerleaders around him who would have been thrilled if he had. Jesus didn't use his power for worldly conquests. He used his power for salvation's conquest. He purchased your salvation by laying down his life for you. What grace. What a gift. And I invite us all this morning just to reflect upon this. Personally for you this morning, what are the implications of this? The application of this for you. First, let me remind you that Jesus really did all of the things that the Bible says he did. This isn't a fairy tale this morning. This isn't a made-up story. Jesus really did all of the things the Bible says he did. This is the greatest story ever told because this story is true. And Jesus did all of these things. Jesus did all of them for you. Paul says in that section of Philippians that Jesus took the form of a servant. It was for you, Christ for you. He lived a perfect life in your place. He died as a substitute on the cross in your place. He was buried in the grave in your place. He defeated sin and death in your place. Why? He did all of these things in your place so that you would have a place in him. I mean, really, truly. And so that you would have a place with him forever. Everything that Jesus did is accomplished and applied to you and for you. About a month ago, I had the privilege of visiting someone and praying with someone in the hospital just about 2 weeks before they died. And I was about to pray with the person, and they looked at me. I was holding their hand, and they looked at me with tears in their eyes and yet with a smile on their face. And they said to me, "Jesus has won my victory." Amen. Jesus has won my victory. That person got the gospel. That person got Jesus. Jesus did all that he did for you. And he would do it all over again if he had to. But he doesn't have to. What Jesus has done is done. What Jesus has completed is completed. What Jesus has finished is finished once for all. If you get nothing else out of this message, get this morning. The message of the gospel is not about what you have to do for God. The message of the gospel is what God has done for you in Christ. And what God has done, he has done. Before he breathed his last breath, what did Jesus say? Well, I can tell you what he didn't say. He didn't say, "Earn this." He didn't say, "Prove that you're worthy of this." He didn't say, "Now go make me proud." The last words that Jesus said before he died, "It is finished. Into your hands I commend my spirit." That's why God has highly exalted Jesus and given him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God has done that. God has given Jesus the name that is above every name, because when Jesus died on the cross, he was not only the victim, but he was the victor. When his arms were stretched out on the cross, they were not stretched out in defeat. Jesus' arms were stretched out in victory. And he gives that victory to you. Jesus really did all the things the Bible says he did. Jesus did them all for you. And Jesus would do them all over again if he had to. Praise God, he doesn't have to. It is done. Jesus has won your victory. Here is love, vast as the ocean. Grace and love, like mighty rivers, pour now incessant from above. Heaven's peace and perfect justice have met in Christ. They have met on the cross. They have been proven in his resurrection. Jesus is for you the kiss of God the Father upon your head. I invite you not to miss it, to see it and receive it by faith. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for a gift we could never earn, for a grace we can never lose, for a love we cannot even fathom. Thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus. Help us to see him and receive him. We pray. Amen.